doesn't mean anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, a motherfucker.
What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday, back to the work week.
Listen, I'm highly upset that I just finished Orange is the New Black season 3.
How about I finished it before you? And you started watching it way before me.
I know, but I got up to like episode 9, then I got caught up doing other things for a month, so I didn't finish till this weekend. Why you ain't tell me, yo?
Why would I tell you and give you a spoiler?
Oh,
did
my
you cry?
God. Yes, I did. I didn't know it was going to affect me in that way.
I started crying.
Don't say anything. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my God, man.
I haven't started watching it yet.
I don't know how y'all kept that a secret on social media either, because I didn't see that come across my timeline at all.
Well, let me tell you, I definitely cried watching Orange is the New Black.
No, I did, too. I got cried, and then I got angry as hell. I cried, and then I was very, very, very pissed off.
That was good, the way they set it up.
Was it as bad as Creed? Did you cry like Creed, too?
Ain't nobody
crying
in Creed, bro.
You cried during Creed, too.
Well, I was female.
What was the reason to cry in Creed?
I don't remember, but I teared up a little bit.
It was just very touching.
Yes, it
was. It wasn't like a sadness cry.
Bruh, ain't nobody crying Creed.
Angela Yee and I teared. Nobody said cried. We said teared.
I like shed a tear. Envy was under the blanket.
Nah.
Tears streaming down his face.
Listen, Orange is the New Black season 3. That's like Ricky getting shot in Boys in the Hood, Mufasa dying in Lion King, Thomas dying in My Girl. It's like a notch under that,
right.
But it's there.
All right.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was in Toronto over the weekend for Caravan. I had a couple of shows out there.
I saw that Kevin Gates got arrested into Canada.
I don't think he made it to Canada. They denied him.
Yeah, but they said he had some weed on him and he ended up going. I don't know if that's true.
Well, no, he never made it into Toronto. I mean, you know, they turn anybody down. If you have anything if you've been arrested before for a felony or you have anything on you, they will turn
you. They give you a hard time.
Around immediately.
I don't mind that. I wish America was like that in a way sometimes.
I think they are for the most part.
No. We invite anybody.
Well, they turn you around. I mean, I know Kevin Gates didn't make it, but it was dope. Caravan is always, it's always amazing. Shout out to all the West Indian people, Caribbean people out there that was celebrating where they're from. There were so many parties. There was no problems, no violence. It was just a great time in Toronto over the weekend. Had a good time.
What does that say about America when, like, we try to go to places like Canada, and Canada's like, nope, we don't want your kind in here. Take that back to America.
But it's not just America. It's anywhere to get into Canada.
Yeah.
If you have anything. It's not just Americans.
Yeah, I don't blame them. No matter who it is.
All right, well, over the weekend, I went roller skating.
I seen you
really
bust your ass.
I actually just did that for the picture. I thought it would be funny. But I was in Prospect Park. We did this family day thing with Emblem Health.
Mm-hmm.
And it was free roller skating for the kids.
You got a roller skate?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I haven't roller skated in a while.
I was nice as a kid. Hot skates.
That's what everybody was saying that was no good right now. I was nice as a kid.
Yeah, you washed now, kid.
Yeah, I guess you're
a washed ass father out there trying to roller skate. Them kids doing circles around your ass. You falling.
It's not too many skating rinks anymore. I don't ever see skating rinks anymore.
There's a few of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a good time, though. It was something I hadn't done in a while. There was a lot of kids out there, so shout out to everybody who was hanging out with us. We had some Juices for Life samples and everything.
Yo, what about you, Charlamagne? What you did over the weekend?
I just told you. I finished
the
Orange
is the
New
Black weekend.
You damn right. Listen, man, when
Goodness
I don't got
gracious.
Nothing to do, can't nobody do nothing better than me. Okay, I love doing nothing on the weekend.
All right.
I did absolutely
nobody does nothing like me.
Nothing does nothing
nobody
like me.
Does nobody nothing better like than me, okay? I am the best at doing nothing when I want to do nothing and when I ain't got nothing to do.
All right. Well, Lil Durk will be joining us this morning. Chicago's own Lil Durk.
Okay.
So we'll chop it up with Durk.
In Chicago last week.
And we're glad you made it out.
It was. There's no problems where I was.
Okay.
I thought you were about to say there's no problems in Chicago. I was about to say,
not
you know
where
what?
I was.
Now, front page news coming up. What are we talking about?
Man, find out why Donald Trump's own party is mad at him right now. Everybody. He's getting a lot of backlash. Some people are saying he's finally gone too far.
Donald Trump at a party?
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get some front page news. Now, Donald Trump, he went too far again, huh?
Yeah, and everybody is criticizing him right now. Even his own party has issues with some things that he had to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is all because he criticized a slain American soldier's family. There's only 100 more days left before the election.
He's crazy, man.
Right. Now, according to Donald Trump, he said he was viciously attacked by Mr. Khan at the Democratic convention. Am I not allowed to respond? Hillary voted for the Iraq war, not me. So the problem is that the parents of Captain Khan, who was killed in the war, they were speaking, but only the father was speaking.
Right.
So Donald Trump tried to say that the reason why the wife wasn't speaking was because she was not allowed.
She wasn't allowed to speak, right.
He said he would like to hear her voice, but is she not allowed to speak? And a lot of backlash now against that, even Jeb Bush, everybody. You know, there's only one way to talk about Gold Star parents with honor and respect. That's what Ohio Governor John Kasich tweeted out. Captain Khan is a hero. Together, we should pray for his family.
Well, don't complain. Vote. That's, if you really don't like Donald Trump and you don't like the things that Donald Trump says, you don't like what comes out of his mouth, vote against him in November.
Absolutely.
It's just that simple.
Now, who won the Powerball? Did I win? Where's the winner from?
Did you play?
I did.
You from New Hampshire?
Nope.
If you're not from New Hampshire, you didn't win, buddy.
Well, it was just told in New Hampshire. Maybe it's, you know, were you there recently?
No.
Well, there was only one ticket sold in the Powerball, and that was worth $487 million.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for that person's blessing.
In
Lord,
New Hampshire somewhere.
That
there
is a
hasn't
blessing.
Been a winner since May 7th, so you know.
And somebody did me dirty. I went to play Powerball, and they gave me Mega Millions instead.
Is that?
No, I didn't win any of them, but it pissed me off because I didn't
sure
want the Mega Millions.
Are you sure you asked for the right thing?
I know I did. I asked for Powerball, and then when I went to check, it said Mega Millions, and I was pissed off, but I didn't have the numbers anyway, though. But
Either way.
I
don't know how you make that mistake. That's like actually asking for some Nikes and somebody gives you some Adidas. You should notice that you got Adidas.
It's not the same.
Yes, it is.
I don't check my ticket. I just say, give me $20 Powerball
cash. They look very different. Kind of similar, but enough difference
they
to where you know.
Tickets. I put it in my pocket. And when I went to check it, well, I didn't win anyway. So
Do you pick your own numbers or do you let them pick it for you?
I pick two of my own numbers and then I do four quick picks.
Okay.
It depends.
Well, three quick picks.
It depends what it is. Some, if I have enough time, I pick all my own numbers. If I don't, I just do a quick pick.
Because I refuse to spend more than $10 on a lottery ticket.
I spend $20.
No, that's too much money.
I spend $20.
$10. On a game of chance, $10.
I do $20.
Because, I mean, all it takes is one, right?
That's all it takes.
Like, all it takes is
dollar
one.
Dollar of the dream, they say.
Yeah, so like 10 is like, that's OD. That's five tickets right there anyway.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you were heading to Toronto and you got denied or declined at the border, whatever it may be. You're upset, you need to vent. 800-585-1051. Call us right now.
And everybody's correcting me, too. So Orange is the New Black season 4. I must have been saying 3.
Yeah,
you said three.
You did say 3.
But 4.
All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yo, this is a mad rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'ma tell you why I'm mad. I'ma tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like, that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like, I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
What up, Envy? This Knowledge, man. How you doing?
Knowledge, what's up, bro? Why you mad?
Man, I'm mad at myself.
Why?
I went to a day party yesterday, and I'm still drunk.
Yeah, you sound like it.
You got to work this morning?
Hey, Yee. Just thank you for being you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Hello, who's this?
This is Champ from Atlanta, Georgia.
Champ, tell him why you mad, bro.
Yo, I'm mad because, man, Frank Ocean got me on Twitter last night.
And damn, waiting all night you went in Frank Ocean DMs?
Nah, he had
that penis like?
He had a stream because he was streaming live for, like, something. We had rumors of his new album called Boys Don't Cry. Me and a bunch of other people on Twitter were, like, watching that live stream, trying to see what's happening. Got all this for the finesse, yo.
Well, you
got to
be careful with that when you say Frank Ocean got me on Twitter, because I'm automatically thinking he got your butt via DMs.
Stop it. Hello, who's this?
This is Letta from YC. What's up?
What's up? Tell him why you mad.
I'm mad because I go to trial today.
You going to beat that?
Yeah, oh, right.
Don't say that. Come on, Charlamagne. I need all the blessings I can get right now.
What you going to court for?
Yeah, what's the charge?
Simple assault on some, you know what I mean, nut ass.
Who you beat up?
Who you put hands on?
My aunt.
Is she coming to court too, your aunt, or just you?
Oh, she's coming with bells on, with a neck brace, with the walker and everything.
Did you apologize to her?
No.
Why you put hands on her?
Because she's crazy. She's like the black sheep with a black Jeep.
You seem to like the crazy one to put hands on people, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe you should try to reach out to her before y'all go to court.
Or apologize so she could drop the charges.
We done been to court 3 times now. She claims she got video. She got me on video busting her in her head with a rock. And it's not no video on me.
Oh, yeah. You're going to do at least 90 days, boo.
You hit her in the head with a rock?
Said she got me on video. I told him to show me the tape. 3 times we went to court. I asked my lawyer to ask him to dismiss it. My lawyer told me that ain't how it works. She don't got the tape 3 times.
Hey, where can we write you? Where can we send you your commissary at?
Yeah, right.
Well, listen, we do wish you luck, but I'm going to tell you right now, I do think you need to reach out. That's family.
We don't wish her luck. She hit a cut. She hit a
No, we wish her
rock.
Luck, but I think you need to reach out. I don't want everybody to go to jail ever. I don't wish that on anyone.
Well, you got to hear both sides. What'd your aunt do?
She just walked up on me, started trying to mace me with some mace in her car.
Boom.
Oh, yeah,
self-defense.
Right. Yeah, she deserved the rock then.
Yeah, but ain't no self-defense in Pennsylvania. This is crazy. I'm 44, and two charges, and they both against us.
I knew you was from Philly as soon as you said nut ass.
Well, you know, y'all need to try to resolve this outside the courtroom.
Gotta say, I love you. I love your skills, too.
Thank you, baby.
All righty.
I'm in here drinking some alkaline water right now to keep that glow going.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now.
And hold
on.
Happy birthday to Mr. Clyburn. He just tweeted and said he went to live. Happy birthday. It'll mean so much to him. So happy birthday, Mr. Clyburn.
Okay. And you ain't going to put no money in your pocket. You ain't going to get no vagina because of that shout out, Mr. Clyburn. But happy born day to you, sir.
He just might. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Rihanna, Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, man, everybody been tweeting me all weekend about... Listen, I don't even get mad at fake stories on the internet.
What
I get
now?
Mad at you fake, dumbass people who believe them.
The Birdman story?
Yes.
Still?
Birdman bought The Breakfast Club for $5 million and fired Charlamagne. Let me tell y'all something.
I heard that.
I want to be very clear about this. If The Breakfast Club was only worth $5 million, me, Angela Yee, and Envy collectively would have bought this show. All right?
Yeah, yeah. Long time ago.
We would have bought this show ourselves if it was only worth $5 million, okay? I don't even get mad at the story because I understand why people do that. They want to, it's clickbait. But I get mad at the people who believed them. Like, people were tweeting me, laughing at me, like, ah, ha, ha, you got fired.
Me too.
I'm like, really?
This story's been circulating for quite some time.
It's been
there
for a long time.
I'm like, so when you gonna address this? Monday morning on The Breakfast Club at 6 a.m. The show I supposedly got fired from.
I called Birdman
asking
for a raise. I was like, since you own it, can I get a raise?
But you can forget it.
He didn't hit me back.
It's just sad. It's so easy to manipulate people nowadays, and you can see why. You know, it was kind of easy to keep people in slavery for so long. All right, because y'all believe dumbass stories like that on the internet.
So Birdman doesn't own the show.
I wasn't sure if it was true or not.
Call Bob Pittman and Richard Breslin. Ask them if they sold The Breakfast Club to Birdman for $5 million so they can hang up on you and then ask for you to be drug tested immediately. All right?
All right. We got rumors coming up, Yee?
Yes,
more rumors, I should say.
We're going to talk about Toya Wright, her brothers.
This is sad.
Yeah, so sad.
We're going to discuss that and send our condolences to Toya Wright and her family as well this morning. Also, find out who just recently got Zika on their way to Drake's OVO Fest.
Damn it, Joe Budden. That's what he gave for trying to get into Canada.
No, he didn't. As soon as Joe Budden
got to the Canadian border, they injected him with Zika.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, rumors on the way. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, our condolences, of course, go out to Toya Wright and to her whole entire family. She lost two of her brothers to gun violence in New Orleans. She was at an event when she heard the news. She was actually on stage, and she got a call. They came and got her. She left. She, if you remember, had been beefing with her brother publicly, but then they recently got back together and patched everything up. Thank goodness.
Yeah. This is too sad, man.
This is very sad.
With her brother Rudy. Now she tweeted out, "Help me, Lord. I will never understand this. Stop the violence. I never felt pain like this before. RIP to my brothers. I can't believe this. Pray for my family." And just a few minutes ago, she tweeted out, "Can't sleep. Hashtag RIP Josh." Mm. Now her daughter, Regine, tweeted out, "I lost two of my uncles last night. I'm speechless. I'm hurt. I'm devastated. What in the world is going on in this world?" Then she tweeted, "Ryan, I love you. Come back, please. I called you last night and you didn't answer. You were my best friend. You were my brother. You were my uncle. What do I do without you now? My favorite, you're gone. Why? Why? I would never question you, God, but why my uncles? Why?"
Prayers up for Toya. Prayers up for Regine. I mean, you know how I always say that the things that you want to happen in your life, you should constantly think about. The things you don't want to happen, you shouldn't think about at all. but it's almost impossible to be a young black male in America and not think about gun violence, whether it's from your own people or whether it's from the hands of the police. Like, it's constantly damn near on your mind in some way, shape, or form.
Right, really sad story over the weekend.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right, and Beanie Man was headed to Drake's OVO Fest when he couldn't make it. The reason why he couldn't make the concert was because he contracted Zika.
Zika?
He posted a picture of himself.
Zika in Jamaica?
I don't know where he was coming from, but he posted a picture of himself. He was on a bed, and he let everybody know what happened. He says, "Y'all know the week y'all deal with me away. No visa for me Canada show.
Go ahead,
I apologize
yeet.
Again to my fans in case you haven't seen the press release. Zika virus, homie, the same Zika mosquito, gimme dang. Blood tests, injections, pills, we a whole firm still. Selassie, I guide, I and I right through. So once me have life, me I give things.
Yeah.
Hashtag unstoppable.
How does Beanie Man tell people he got Zika without it sounding like a song?
Because that definitely
you know what
like
I mean? Me Zika! Me got Zika.
Who got the keys to me Zika?
Me got Zika! it sounds like a bald Beanie Man would actually write and record.
They're saying there's a lot of cases of Zika in Miami right now as well. I heard that this morning.
Yeah, I was reading about that. That's so scary. You can't go anywhere. And
so if I wear
the
a condom?
Olympics are in Rio, and a lot of people didn't go to the Olympics because of Zika.
What if I wear a condom?
A mosquito. A mosquito.
Oh, it's a mosquito.
Yeah, it's not going to bite your penis, bro.
You don't
so it's not
sex.
STD?
You don't have to have safe sex with the mosquito.
Is it, what's the word? Is it airborne?
Mosquitoes. Just mosquito, bro.
I'm saying, once somebody has it, is it airborne?
Can you pass it on to somebody?
No, yes, like if they cough or something?
No.
No, I don't think it's passed. Let's say we don't know. Do you
I don't
know
think
that
so.
For sure?
I did read up on it and it said no.
Okay.
Now, how the hell can mosquitoes survive with Zika?
I don't think they live that long anyway.
Oh.
All right, Justin Bieber got a $5 million offer and he turned it down. You know why?
Why?
They wanted him to perform at a Republican event during the GOP convention. He turned it down because Scooter Braun actually considered quitting and LeBron told him to reject it as well. Now, they said he had to perform for 45 minutes at a venue near Quicken Loans Arena where the Republican National Convention was held. They assured that the event was not political and Justin Bieber would not be endorsing Trump or any of the policies. And the $5 million was bankrolled by donors from the GOP. It was going to be paid up front before he even got there. All expenses, everything also would be paid as well. It would be his biggest single payday ever, but he actually turned it down.
Now, last week, y'all got mad at Justin Bieber because he wanted to change the script and didn't want to be play a gay person in the movie. And y'all was like, yo, do it for the money. Do it for the money. What y'all got to say this week?
I'd have said F Trump.
They said you couldn't do that. That was part of the rules. You can't say that. He also wanted to put up, they tried to figure out how to make it happen. He wanted to put up Black Lives Matter banners, but the donors said that you could put up All Lives Matter, but no Black Lives Matter. And they said he couldn't say anything bad about Donald Trump or any of the Republicans.
Nah, it ain't worth it, Biebs. He took a good moral stand.
Scooter told him, it's up to you if you want to do it, but if you do it, I can't represent you anymore.
Damn. That's real. Scooter, I salute the Scooters. That's real.
Salute to LeBron for calling, too.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.
I can't believe they have a National Light-Skin Day. I am offended.
Now, we always...
Are you offended about the National Steal on a Light-Skin N-Word Day?
He's not offended by that one.
No.
You should be offended by both.
We should be playing Drake all morning long for National Light-Skin Day. Just want to throw that out there.
I just want to throw out the fact that Drake said in a record, he's not the type of person that be typing guys, but he sent 6 or 7 DMs to Joe Budden. On Instagram.
It's National Light Skin Day.
Exactly.
Oh, it's also National Girlfriends Day.
That's very same difference.
Hey, shout out to your girlfriend.
Same difference. If it's National Light Skin Men Day, National Girlfriend Day, that's same exact thing.
All right, we got front page news coming up.
Yes, we are going to talk about Donald Trump. He put his foot in his mouth yet again so badly that even his own party is mad at him this time around.
All right, front page news is coming up next. Happy National Light Skin Day. That's Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Let's talk Donald Trump this morning, Yee.
Yet again, he has done it. Now, this time he was criticizing the parents of a slain American soldier, the Muslim parents of a slain American soldier. And this soldier was actually killed in Iraq by a suicide bomber in 2004 while defending our country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Captain Khan's parents took the stage at the Democratic National Convention where they talked about Donald Trump. They said that he has sacrificed nothing and no one. Well, Trump responded by saying this because only the dad talked. The mom was so overcome with emotion, she said, that she couldn't even speak.
If you look at his wife, she was standing there. She had nothing to say. She probably, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say, you tell me, but plenty of people have written that.
Wow. So he was basically trying to say she wasn't allowed to speak. Now, everybody, even Republicans, are criticizing Donald Trump for basically saying something like this about the parents of a hero. Hillary Clinton also criticized Donald Trump on Sunday. She spoke to reporters and she said, well, he called Mexicans rapists and criminals. He said a federal judge was unqualified because of his Mexican heritage. He has called women pigs. He has mocked a reporter with a disability. And any one of those things is so offensive. And then to launch an attack as he did on Captain Khan's mother, a Gold Star mother, who stood there on that stage with her husband honoring the sacrifice of their son, mm-hmm. and who has in the days since spoken out about the overwhelming emotion any mother would feel as her son was being honored. And then to have Trump do what he did, I don't know where the bounds are. I don't know where the bottom is. Now, Donald Trump has since tried to defend himself against the backlash. He said that Captain Khan is a hero, but the real problem is the radical Islamic terrorist who killed him. And he said, well, I feel deeply for the loss of his son, Mr. Khan, who has never met me, has no right to stand in front of millions of people and claim I have never read the Constitution, which is false, and say many other inaccurate things. He also said on Twitter, I was viciously attacked by Mr. Khan at the Democratic Convention. Am I not allowed to respond? Hillary voted for the Iraq War, not me.
Hey, man, I already told y'all, the best way to combat anything Donald Trump is doing is to vote against him in November. Simple right. and plain.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't even know why we keep reporting on him. We need to act like it's one candidate. Or maybe two with the Green Party, with Jill Stein. But other than that, like, let's act like he don't even exist.
Now, let's talk about the Powerball. Did I win?
No, but if you lived in New Hampshire, you might have had a shot. Or if you bought it in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Powerball officials are saying there was only one ticket sold in New Hampshire that matched all six numbers in the Powerball drawing. That is worth $487 million. There hasn't been a winner since May 7th. So congratulations to whoever that is in New Hampshire.
All right. Now, we were going to do a lot of stuff. That was front page news. We were going to do some serious topics, but I forgot. Today is National Light Skin Day.
I'm glad that you know that this isn't a serious topic.
No, this is something very
serious. I'm glad
serious.
That you know National Light Skin Day is not a serious topic. And you know who invented National Light Skin Day? Some light-skinned Negro.
I ain't mad at
okay?
him.
Well, why don't y'all care that it's National Girlfriends Day?
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Most light-skinned men are somebody's girlfriend.
No,
all right, let's
no,
be clear
no,
about
not.
That. Let's
it's
be
no,
clear
we're
about
not.
That.
Most okay, so this is the day girlfriends get together and celebrate the special bond of friendship.
There you go. Light-skinned men, a.k.a. girlfriends, get together
no.
and kiki.
No, we don't.
Khaki-colored kiki-in. How's it called? Khaki-colored kiki-in. That's what they do.
Why did okay? you do those hand moves?
Because that's what light-skinned guys do when
no,
they
don't
talk
do
to each
moves.
Other.
We don't do hand moves. We don't do that.
Light-skinned men love to smoke hookah together, and they don't even change the tip. They just
we
like,
do change
hey,
the tip.
Pass.
We do pass, but we
whatever.
Change the tip.
Hookah sexual ass Negroes.
So the question is 800-585-1051. Now, today is National Light-Skinned Day. You can hashtag that. Hashtag National Light-Skinned Day.
Now, does Charlamagne qualify yet?
No.
He's close.
No, I'm not.
He's close.
I'm not remotely close.
He's close.
Okay.
So the question is...
Maybe next year.
Next
no.
year he's in, definitely. What do you do for a light-skinned person on their day? That is the question.
You pay for them to get a tattoo on their calf muscle. Beige boys love to get tats on their calf muscles. Y'all love... Them light-skinned
yeah,
Negroes love to get tats on their calf muscles.
I was thinking about getting one on my calf the other day.
You
but,
did say that.
But the question is, what do you do for a light-skinned person
you get
on
them a
their
pick
day?
For that little small afro that most khaki-colored kids like to grow. Like little khaki color kids love to get just a little small afro, just enough, like maybe an inch or two.
We got good
from
hair.
Their
that's
skull.
Why.
So got now, good hair.
Wow.
So now today.
Okay, too far, guys.
Well, they're Becky's. Today, that's what Becky's. They beige Becky's.
Today I'm going to listen to Drake all day. A little bit of Joe Budden, but mostly Drake.
Joe Budden is a waffle colored Negro,
I'm
too.
I don't think what else I'm going to do today for my life.
But just let the record show. That Drake said, I'm not the type of person that be typing people, and he sent Joe Budden 8 DMs.
I'm definitely not going to watch New Jack City today.
Oh, you definitely need to watch New Jack City. Mm-hmm. First of all, these kids have no idea what you're talking about, but it's a great scene in New Jack City where Wesley Snipes takes a knife and stabs it through Christopher Williams' hand. You may not know who Christopher Williams is, but he was the first person in the light-skinned resistance that they tried to push on us in the industry to make it seem like light-skinned guys were better than dark-skinned men, okay? And
oh
Nino
gosh.
Brown stabbed him in the hand and choked him out with a chain and said, I never liked your pretty ass anyway, okay?
Goodness
which set
gracious.
Light-skinned people back 20 years, and that's what we need to keep.
I don't like this dividing by the color of your skin.
Gosh, shut up.
I might even buy some Steph Curry's today. 800-585-1051.
They have some new lifestyle ones.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get those. What do you do for a light-skinned person on their day? Call us up right now. You ain't got no Drake? When we come back?
We play enough Drake.
All right.
Okay, relax. Let OT Genesis, a nice dark-skinned brother from the West Coast, get a little love, okay?
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Notorious B.I.G. with Juicy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Today is August 1st. It's a national holiday. It is National Light Skin Day. Now, this is the day where you show your light-skinned brethren or your light-skinned females some respect, some appreciation.
It's also National Girlfriend Day because most light-skinned men are somebody's girlfriend.
You give them a hug. You listen to Drake all day long. Watch Steph Curry. You might even go buy Steph Curry shoes. It's not about the Jordans today. It's all about the Steph Currys today.
I don't even like how you are, like, jumping over, like, other great light-skinned guys like Albie Shaw,
Christopher Williams.
Mm-hmm. Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
Just Drake is your flagship beige guy now.
Drake is the flagship light-skinned brother right now.
Kid Ink.
You know, Barack Obama. Just to name
I don't think Barack and Drake count, though, because they interracial.
They light-skinned.
Barack, J. Cole,
so wait, so
Drake.
If you're biracial, you can't be light-skinned?
Yes, you are.
You can, but it's just different when it's two black. You got two actual
like,
black parents.
Am I light-skinned?
No. No, you're not light skinned. No.
You're not light skinned. You can't share in my day. You cannot share in my day.
You're part Asian. It's a difference. Not light skinned. Envy is beige.
I'm light skinned.
He looks like he's the color of mustard. He's the color of dirty urine.
Well, shout out to Paris. She's light skinned as well.
But so. Paris is definitely light skinned. Paris looks like a pit bull.
No, she does.
She got that complexion. She got them green eyes.
Don't talk about Angela Yee's friends.
She do. She got them green eyes, and she's the color of waffle batter.
Her eyes are not even green.
Well, they're like crazy. A different complexion. They're not like brown. What color Paris eyes?
Brown.
Oh, well, she still looks like a pit bull.
Hello, who's this?
This is Morris from Detroit.
Hey, Morris. What do you do for a light-skinned person on their birthday? On their holiday?
Your birthday too
on their
now?
Holiday.
Well, you know, it's okay because my birthday is next Monday anyway.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, National Light Skin Day, you know, I'm pretty much the only light skinned person in my family and in my friend circle.
Don't they be hating? I know they be hating.
So they just post pictures of me on social media and, you know, hashtag best light skinned person I ever met in life.
There you go.
Helping to that name.
I'm gonna be honest, 9 out of 10 light skinned girls think they pretty, but they really look like pit bulls.
I'm sure they are pretty. And that's what you do. If you're light skin, you take a lot of selfies today. Light skin, you can take a lot of selfies.
Let me take a selfie.
You know what you get your light skin friend today?
What?
The Zika virus. Okay, guess what you do?
Hello, who's this?
Find some mosquitoes.
It is Butterfly from Baisley.
Queens.
I know you a caterpillar.
Look, I'm chilling with a waffle N word right now.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Oh,
is that your boyfriend?
No, that's my daughter boyfriend.
What?
I said, I'm gonna drink today and give him a hug like Charlamagne said. He all happy because it's what you say, Beige Day today?
No, it's National Light Skin Day, man.
What is wrong with people?
Say what up.
Hello?
You said that like a light skin boy.
You don't find that kind of awkward that you a mama chilling with your daughter's boyfriend?
What?
You chilling with your girlfriend's mom?
Your daughter's boyfriend?
Yeah.
You knocked it off?
What? Yo, Charlamagne, I'm going to knock you out.
You smashing your future mom-in-law?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is Joe Clapper. Angela Yee wish me happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's National Light Skin Day, though.
Yeah, it's your birthday. Thank you. Yeah, just have fun. Enjoy yourself. You know, get your feet done and have fun.
Get your feet
party.
You mean get a pedicure?
Oh, you're getting a pedi? Okay.
See, that's the difference between light-skinned men and dark-skinned men. I say I'm going to get a pedicure. Life convinced me I'm going to get my feet done.
There's nothing wrong with getting your feet done. 800-585-1051. Today is National Light Skin Day. That's when you show
so
appreciation
awkward.
For your favorite light skin person, your favorite light skin personality, light skin celebrity.
And I believe National Dark Skin Day is August 23rd.
Nobody celebrates that.
I think you should go get a light skin man that you love a hookah today. You know what I'm saying? You know, only buy one tip because light skin men love to smoke hookah together and don't even change the tip. We call them hookah sexuals. God bless them.
585-1051. What are you doing for your light skin boo? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Bryson Tiller, don't morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Today is National Light Skin Day. Make sure you show some light skin brothers and some light skin females some appreciation.
Now, I'm just celebrating National Girlfriend's Day today.
Buy some flowers.
Light skin men are usually somebody's girlfriend. How many times do I have to tell y'all this, man? It's a light-skinned man out there very excited about what Envy just announced, that today is National Light-Skin Day, and they're going to get them a tattoo on their calf muscle.
Ain't nothing wrong with a tattoo on your calf muscle.
And a tattoo on their lower back. They love getting tattoos on their lower back.
Well, 800-585-1051. What do you do somebody light-skinned for National Light-Skin Day? Hello?
I like to take my light-skinned brother to Waffle House and treat them to butter pecan waffles and present them with the album from Mayor the Barge.
Well, the truth to the matter is most light-skinned guys look like the color of a waffle. That's why we call them waffle-colored Negroes.
Hello, who's
not
this?
Not the butter pecan waffles, though. They're a little brown.
Hi, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. Today is National Light Skin Day. Did you know that?
I never knew that National Light Skin Day existed, but, you know, you learn something new every day.
There you go. What are you doing for somebody light-skinned?
Well, I'm going to do like what they, like the Moors used to do in Spain. They get their light-skinned wives to serenade them a little bit. This is an old Moorish tune, okay? Just listen to this. I'm not going to sing. I'm just going to play it.
What?
What is going on here?
I don't know what's happening.
What is this, man? Is this what light-skinned people play right before they go to war?
What
is this a waffle-colored war
tune? It's like a lullaby. It was Sel, the Moorishmen would come in from battle or whatever, and they took up the guitar.
So that was a light-skinned lullaby.
A light-skinned lullaby.
A light-skinned lullaby.
Well, I'm sleepy.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hey, Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
You know today is National Light-Skinned Day. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. I heard it on the radio.
What are you going to do for somebody light-skinned, mama?
I'm not doing for nobody light-skinned because I don't believe in colorism. I believe in the promotion of all African-Americans.
There we go.
Okay, so if you believe
and
in
I'm light-skinned.
So if you believe in the promotion of all African-Americans, what is the problem with celebrating those of us who are light-skinned?
Oh, those of us. I just believe
it's further division. I mean, we need to come together as a unit with all the stuff that's going on in the world. I don't think we need to promote the division of who's better or who's worse.
It's not division, though.
I know, but in America, we have a history of dividing light skins and dark skins and promoting light skin people for being more beautiful. And I think that needs to stop because I know too many dark skin mamas who are beautiful.
I think they just need to do an empire marathon today, okay? And let them light skin lions go all day long.
All right, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is today is National Light Skin Day, and as black people, we should celebrate the many complexions we come in. So salute all our beige brethren, enjoy your day, and understand that waffle-colored Negroes are 50 shades of gay.
What? Salute to all my light-skinned brothers out there. Shout out to Drake. Shout out to Chris Brown. Shout out to Barack Obama. Shout out to Steph Curry. Shout out to DJ Envy. Just to name a few.
Did you shout yourself out?
Yes, okay. I'm light-skinned.
DJ Envy is actually Spanish.
I am not Spanish. I'm light-skinned today. All right, we got rumors coming up?
Yes, we're going to talk about Amber Rose and her Amber Rose show. She got into it with Lil Duval over the weekend. We'll tell you how their little back and forth started. Also, Soulja Boy, apparently he almost got robbed, but instead one of his friends got shot. We'll give you a breakdown on what happened.
Hey, all right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Amber Rose was on her show, The Amber Rose Show, and she was talking about going to Wiz and Snoop's concert in North Carolina. She had been on Snapchat and posting that she wanted to have another baby with Wiz and all of that. Well, here was her explanation.
I'm actually still high. I didn't even smoke, but I'm still high. I'm high as Now, you know that we have Sebastian together, and I really, really want another baby. So I asked him for a sperm, like I always do every time I'm around him. And I'm like, you know, he'll probably give me some more sperm so we can have another baby. But instead, he just put his baby on my face. Thanks,
what?
Quiz. Hey, fire your riders, Amber Rose.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, it's one thing. I understand that you're doing the whole sex sales thing, but that was just stupid.
That was bad.
Like, fire your riders, man. Like,
well,
they didn't even put no thought into that one.
A lot of people responded via social media. They were like, oh my gosh, how could she say such a thing? It was so tacky. And she said, my show is jokes, people. Laugh. Seriously, stop thinking I'm angry one week and literally begging for sperm the next. It's called comedy. Well, that's when Charlamagne, I would say your best friend, Lil Duval, responded.
It's one of my G's. It's one of my guys.
He said, this is what happens when you let anybody think they funny. I blame y'all because y'all make these people popular. You always do it. I remember when Charlie Sheen called himself doing a comedy tour and it sold out everywhere in a day. Then when y'all went, y'all got mad because he wasn't horrible. I'm going to think he meant to say was horrible. That's y'all fault. Stop making people with no experience popular, meaning stop following them on social media, too, because that's how they blowing up. Now leave a comment saying I'm hating. Well, Amber Rose felt like he was dragging her for no reason, and she went on Instagram and left these comments for Lil Duval.
See, Lil Duval hating, like, how the f*** you want to tell me I can't be a comedian? I can be whatever the f*** I want. Go home and tell your daughter she can't be s***. Exactly, you're not gonna fucking do that. Everybody is somebody's baby. You always trying to down fucking women. Like, that's so weak, Duval. Like, come on now. So the moral of the story is, ladies, don't let no man put you down. Keep striving, keep moving forward, and you can be whatever the fuck you want.
I can understand Duval being upset because that's his livelihood, but I mean, I wouldn't have went to that extreme with
Damn.
It.
Damn.
But he didn't tell Amber Rose she can't be He said, you just can't be a comedian. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you got to tell people, F your dreams. Well, she's not a comedian.
Well, listen,
she's trying to be one.
What she's trying to say is she could be anything that she wants to be, which is true, but it does take a long time and hard work.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you're good at it.
I could look at it from both sides. For Little Duval, he feels like, you know, I've been dedicating years and years and years to being a comedian.
She has to start somewhere if she wants to be a quote-unquote comedian.
That's a huge platform to just start on, though.
Yeah, and it's not... comedians actually do have a certain talent, a certain skill level. Like, it's not even just about...
It takes hard work.
It takes a lot of hard work. Like, so yes, maybe you can be a comedian.
And I would say, I don't think he was downing her because she was a woman. I think it was because he talks about Charlie Sheen trying to do a comedy tour and it's
true
selling
too.
Out or not. So I don't think it was necessarily about her being a woman. I guess what he was trying to say. It did seem a little bitter, though. It seemed a little bitter. Like, she got a show. I don't have a VH1 talk show.
They got a bunch of shows.
Well, as somebody who has a show, I would tell Amber Rose to fire her writers.
Right.
That was just it was a whack joke.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like they're trying to over-sexualize her
like
for no reason.
It's like a shock. It was like trying to be shocking.
It was bad.
It was weak.
Type of thing. I'm sure even Wiz would have been like, whoa.
It was weak.
All right, Soulja Boy, you know, it was his birthday, and apparently he was celebrating when somebody decided they was going to try to get him for his money. He had been on social media, too, flaunting his money. You know how Soulja Boy does. And they said that they were in the studio partying. I think Sean Kingston was there, but he had left already when this happened. They noticed a black Ford SUV with four men in it waiting outside as they went to the studio to celebrate. He turned 26 years old. Now, when they were leaving the party, they saw that the vehicle was still there. That's when Soulja Boy's artist, Killer J, went outside to see what was going on. And four men rolled up and demanded they give up Soulja Boy's Gucci bag, which is where he carries all of that cash. Now, he refused, and that's when some bullets started flying, and Killer J ended up getting shot. They said he got shot in the arm. He's expected to recover. They don't have any suspects yet.
Well, nobody would know you had money in that Gucci bag if you didn't show it off on social media all the time. That's the bad part about showing off on social media.
I don't know about you, but if I see four dudes in a truck waiting outside for me, I'm not going outside.
Well, he didn't go outside.
I'm not sending my guys outside.
You know, I guess let me go see what's going on, what these guys want. And then things went left.
And then all the AK-47s come out. Oh, you want to know what we want? Funny you asked.
All right, Beyonce, her Formation World Tour. Do you have any idea how much the first leg of that tour netted for Beyonce?
Yes, I do. $123 million.
That's right, $123 million.
I mean, she asked me.
dollars. We know you all in your mama's pockets.
I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter.
All right, they're saying that almost 1 million people showed up at 23 sold-out performances. Also, she made $7.1 million from one single show. That show was May 14th at Pasadena's Rose Bowl, where there were almost 60,000 people present. So congratulations to Beyonce, always still winning. And that is your Rumor Report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
I need Draymond Green to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
Did you like the looks of that thing?
What thing?
His penis.
What?
He tweeted out his... I mean, he put it on...
I didn't need to see the picture in order to know the story.
Well, you have to accurately...
No, I don't.
All right.
...do the story by witnessing what he posted.
No, I don't.
All right. We'll get to the donkey today up next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Donkey of the day. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Monday, August 1st, goes to the dark skin splash cousin, Draymond Green. Now, I am a fan of Draymond Green on the court, but the donkey of the day does not discriminate. Now, this weekend, Draymond Green posted a pic of his penis on Snapchat.
But talk about what he was posting before that.
I don't know what he was posting
before. He was posting
that.
Pictures of his teammates while they were sleeping on his Snap. And then all of a sudden, this pops up.
Okay. Well, Draymond Green let his fudge sickle, his heat-seeking moisture mistral, his steaming semen truck fly on Snapchat this weekend. Now, it's easy to be shocked at this behavior until you realize Draymond Green is 26. See, when a man is 6'7", it's easy to forget that he is indeed what we call a new nigga. Okay, he's a 90s baby, and this is what 90s babies are into nowadays, okay? For them to show off their private parts on social media is nothing, okay? It's National Light Skin Day today, and I honestly would expect this behavior from Klay Thompson, because usually this behavior is reserved for people whose skin color is the color of dirty urine. So I was shocked to learn that Draymond Green posted a pic of his flesh flute on social media. Now, association brings on simulation. So I'm happy the Warriors have Kevin Durant now because he can No, balance out all these light-pigmented people Draymond is around in Golden State. Sadly, those light-pigmented people may be having a negative effect on him because I don't care that Draymond posted a pic of his spawn hammer on Snapchat. What I care about is how he reacted, okay? Draymond hit us with the throwback 2012 I've been hacked line. All right, Draymond tweeted out, hacked, can't win right now. Message to all celebrities and athletes, that doesn't work anymore. Nobody believes you, okay? You need more people. Draymond then later apologized, telling reporters he pushed the wrong button when using Snapchat and that the pic of his purple-headed yogurt flinger was supposed to be sent in a private message. Now, Draymond Green got a 5-year, $82 million contract.
I didn't even say five.
There is absolutely no reason to be sending pics of your slong dong doodle to a girl via private message. In fact, if a woman wants to see your mayo shooting a hot dog gun, put her ass on first class and fly her out to see it in person, okay? It comes a point in time when you gotta act like you've been here before, Draymond. You're not the same young kid from Michigan posting pictures of your egg roll on any social media site you want. You are an NBA All-Star with tens of millions of dollars. You better act like it. Not to mention, learn how to properly use Snapchat, my brother. Don't go chasing private messages. Just stick to the My Stories and the Oakland Stories that you used to. Please give Draymond Green some of the smooth tunes from the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day.
Yes, yes.
You are the donkey of the day.
Watch this harmony, though.
Now, the problem I have... Charlamagne, did you see the picture of the penis?
No, I haven't seen the picture, but I've heard.
So I need you to see the picture.
I don't need to see the picture. I have no need to see the picture, but I know that it's a lot of women who have now, not been giving him the best reviews.
Well, my girl L'Oreal is here. L'Oreal, what do you think about Draymond Green's penis picture? Because, you know, penis pictures are very specific. There's a right way to do it and a wrong way. What would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
A 4.
A 4?
Wow, a 4? Why a 4?
That's the worst rating.
Now you want to see it, don't you?
No, I'm just saying that's the worst rating Draymond's gotten in years.
I'm not.
His NBA player rating is high.
Yeah, it looks weird. And it's like two-tone and it's halfway.
Two-tone?
Yeah, it's a lot going on.
I got two tones.
One on the top.
One on the head, one on the shaft.
That's what it is.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have two-tone.
Yeah, but it just went down too far. It just kind of looked like.
It's not his choice. He didn't do that.
You know, like, it kind of looked
like.
Does
anybody in here have a two-tone penis? I don't want anyone to get offended. Okay, MB has a two-tone, so he's offended.
Mine's kind of...
How far down does it go? Because this is like half and half.
All right, other than that, I think it's well-moisturized because you always have to moisturize.
It's not ashy.
Now, I would have shaved my hair if I were him down here at the bottom, do some manscaping.
He needs the manscaping.
But his hand is well-lotioned as well, so...
The hand matters when you're sending penis?
You can't send no ashy hand next to your penis. That looks terrible.
But if your penis
ashy hands look terrible.
But what if your penis is moisturized?
When then how is your hand ashy?
So they both have to be balanced?
Who put the lotion on the penis?
So you got to have moisturized hands and a moisturized penis.
The whole picture has to be moisturized, okay? We don't want anything dry.
That looks weird when it's
ashy. All right, guys, all right.
All right. Well, we find out Draymond Green has the two-tone trouser snake.
Oh, no, the top is a little dry when you zoom in.
Okay, enough zooming in.
You see that?
That might be a bump.
I would say
thank you. Earlier.
A bump? Did you say a bump? Now that he has a bump on his penis.
Now, earlier.
Allegedly.
Earlier when Angelique was talking about it, one of the girls in here said, it wasn't L'Oreal, it was the intern.
Intern, right.
She said he gets points for being circumcised.
Yeah, why did she give him points for that?
No. Yeah, you don't get points for what you're supposed to be.
Well, you don't have to be
circumcised. Was. Okay. All right, enough. Charlamagne,
but there's no schmegma.
I would say thank you for that donkey today, but you just turned it to a whole crazy conversation.
I didn't turn it into nothing. That was L'Oreal and Angelina.
I didn't do that.
Now, up next, Lil Durk will be joining us.
Terrible segment.
I know, it's terrible, horrible.
Terrible segment.
I know.
Terrible segment.
What am I do? What am I do?
Poor Durk, terrible. Man. Why?
You could have just said
Durk.
You could have just said Durk from Chicago.
But his name is Lil Durk.
Yeah, but it's Lil D. Lil D.
More Lil D when we come back.
Sound like something else.
More Lil D. When we come back,
Big keep it Dirk locked. Will be
here next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was I Need a Girl, Diddy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
My man, Lil Durk.
Lil Durk.
Back.
What's up, sir?
How y'all feeling?
You drinking coffee?
Yeah, man. Double cup of coffee.
You too young for a double cup of coffee now. You supposed to have that natural energy in the morning.
This is different. This is a super pal coffee.
When you start drinking coffee, at what age did you start drinking coffee, Dirk?
There ain't no coffee, man.
Oh, that's weed. Oh, I ain't know. Now we getting back in rapper mode. Let's get right to it, Dirk. I don't know why. I'm reading the article. People think you and Dej Loaf relationship is fake. Why is that?
Internet.
Yeah.
You got to stay away from the internet. So the internet will kill you how you want to kill yourself. You know what I'm saying?
But you did say you never had sex with her, right?
Nah.
Oh, that's how you know it's real.
You're trying to lie?
You know, yeah, Dirk's a virgin. Yeah, we no go all virgin. The way with it.
Now look, this is perfect. I'm a virgin. I don't.
You got a couple kids and stuff, but you know.
How long y'all been
together? How that happened?
Like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
seriously though.
So yeah, that it was like the coming out of as a couple when you guys kissed on stage. Everybody was like, "Whoa, wait a minute! Is this just a musical collaboration?"
Yeah, like the first time, like we didn't really know we want. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it was just like, oh yeah.
Did you plan the kiss? Like, okay, today's the day. We're gonna let everybody know.
See, it was just like, y'all like each other, do y'all on stage. You know what I'm saying? But it's good. That's how you open up.
Well, you know, that's the number one reason. I'm looking at this website. It says Lil Durk and Dej Loaf. 5 times they wanted us to believe that they're a real couple. That's the number one. That time Dej and Durk kissed on stage in 2015. Number two is when you put people on blast for calling their relationship fake. Number three is the song My Beyonce. Number four is the Valentine's Day message y'all shared on the gram. And number five is people think Dej says she's single and Dirk responds.
That was a song.
Like, they did a whole top five article on you and Dej Loaf.
We need to put them inside the PR office or something, man. they like the work.
I guess people are used to, you know, people trying to keep it low for a while.
Yeah, but you gotta understand, too, like, this is the industry. Mm-hmm. You're gonna go through that and hear that.
But you a young man, though. You a young man. You on the road. There's other girls that like you. Yeah. It's hard to keep your penis to yourself now, especially if you ain't having sex with your man, boo.
Yeah. If that's what you want, you're going to do what you got to do, right?
What you do, jack off a lot?
You got to keep it to himself. Yeah, hell yeah.
I drink a lot of this. I wouldn't even look at your ass.
Like, man, that lean keep me numb. I don't know what.
I don't even want to take no pictures.
Now, your new album, I thought it was a mixtape at first.
It was.
And then you changed it. Why'd you change it?
Cause it was just different. I'm saying the energy was just different to it. Like, we had fun with this album.
You surprised how powerful Chicago music is right now? Cause the sound of Chicago is just everywhere. It controls the young kids.
And it ain't even just that drill. It's like Chance the Rapper, it's Vic Benson, Joey Purp, like that whole Save Money crew. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And
Young Dreezy's
gonna come up too.
Dreezy.
Yeah. Shout to Dreezy. That's my sister. But it's like two different sides of Chicago music. You know what I'm saying? It's like the drill side and it's like the Chance side. How we started off in Chicago, people were scared. So, like, it was at first it was fun. Us, like, damn, we got them scared. Let's turn up. But down the line, they like, yeah, you canceled 20 shows. You know what I'm saying?
So they were scared because of all the violent nature that's associated with Chicago.
We weren't looking at it like that. We were looking at it like, this our city. We going to turn up. They love us. We wouldn't get invited to stuff that we need to be.
Just in Chicago or period?
It was period, but it was like everything close to Chicago, though, mm-hmm. like around Chicago.
Milwaukee, all that.
Yeah, like Peoria. All that, so I'm like, damn.
Do you object to Chi-Rack? I know some people hate when they call Chicago Chi-Rack.
That's what it is right now. You can't. That's the move. That's what it is.
I was in the airport. Now, as you know, I was stuck in the airport for like 11 hours the other day in Chicago.
They called me.
And so you weren't even.
You was here.
Yeah, you were here.
I made things happen, man.
Yeah, you could have made things happen. You could have been all right.
But listen, I was talking to one of the guys that works in the airport. Shout out to him. And he was saying, we all love Lil Durk. He was like, but I do feel like artists need to have more positivity in their messages here, like for the kids. And I know you do have some positive messages in your music, but he feels like the kids, what they look up to is more like violence.
But that's the other side, though, right?
Sometimes. Because, you know, I'm just being real. I'm not going to be rapping about what I rap about then. Tell myself, man, look, we all need to go to church. I'm not going to do that. You feel me? Because that's going to make it like, damn, he fake as hell. Mm-hmm. I'm just keeping it real. Like, every time I do it, I tell him, like, that's what I seen, I'm saying, or that's how I grew up. That's what I been through. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying go kill him. I'm saying, I probably said, like, I seen it to happen. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when they be having peace means and guaranteed Dirk there. Dirk, the kids want to meet you, go to the school, I'm there. I'm just not going to switch the way I rap about, you know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be fake as hell.
Right. And plus, that's what Chance and Vic them do a good job of that. I think so.
They was never rapping about killing, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah.
So you got to
respect
them, you know what I'm saying? It's like he and Chief Keef start rapping about church, and God, you like, this nigga fake as
unless he really does find Jesus.
Yeah, but It's 2016. Stop playing. You hear
me? Right. That's it. Chief Keef ain't gonna never find Jesus.
But if you outside the internet, you know what I'm saying, he a good nigga. Lil Reese, he a good nigga.
Outside
saying?
Of the internet.
Because internet portray you like a.
Right.
They probably like, Dirk is a demon. No, I'm a smooth nigga. Cool. You know what I'm saying?
No, before Dirk walked in, MB was like, he's a really nice guy, man.
Yeah,
I
said that. I said he's a cool dude. He never changed.
I've had convos with Dirk. Like, Dirk got a different demeanor about him. Right. You can tell Dirk got some sense. I don't really hear that with Chief Keef.
I wouldn't invite Chief Keef to Thanksgiving dinner. I don't know how my mama likes that.
You said you wouldn't invite him to.
It's how you be, though. Like, if you go pull up our old interviews, I'm on that on how to talk. Talking about some all type of crazy shit. You hear me? It's just you got to want to grow. And that's what I want to do.
Now, looking at your album, I see Kid Ink, I see Future, I see Young Thug, Yo Gotti, Ty Dolla $ign, Dej Loaf. But I don't see French Montana. Y'all in French still cool?
Yeah, he cool.
Was you a coke boy? Didn't you sign to French?
Nah, I never signed with nobody. Def
I don't
Jam.
See him shouting out the album. I don't see him promoting it like before.
You know what? I don't really know. I don't really know what's going on with that. You know what I'm saying?
When's the last time you spoke?
A little minute, but you know I'm a Q1000. I'm saying that's my brother. I'm saying I love him to death, but I ain't gonna lie. I don't know what's up with that.
He ain't do nothing.
I'm just waiting on the post. Like I see Gucci. Shit. I'll wait a couple days. Now it made me feel tight. Like hold on. I'm saying he ain't never posted, but I'm saying I ain't gonna
maybe
cry.
Sometimes you gotta remind people because sometimes you gotta be like, hey, bro, can I get some love?
And why the fuck I gotta remind you?
I don't know, because people have a lot of things going on.
If he dropped, just like he dropped a song called Two Times.
Right.
I will post that he asked me anything. Sometimes I just post without even asking, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? I don't really know what's going on with that.
Did you ever claim Coke Boys? Was that ever your squad?
Yeah, that's my brother. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Champ, my brother's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Maybe he just forgot. Maybe
he remembered to post Gucci.
Yeah, I don't know. He posted Gucci, man. And I definitely was waiting on the post. Man, I ain't posted, but.
French, can you please post a little Dirk Two Times album now, okay? I mean, we know you busy running around.
I'm sure Dirk don't want it now. He wanted it because it came from the heart.
I wanted it when it was genuine. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't give a fuck about a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
The only reason I say that is because I have a lot of friends sometimes, and I be slipping and forgetting to do stuff, and then sometimes I need a little quick. It's not on purpose.
It's not that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Before, I ain't have to tell him nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Before, it was just...
He be on IG. He see...
Well, let me ask a question.
He be on IG. Monkey's just... I know you go see my album. shout out first, though, man.
Y'all got business. Do y'all have actual business together, like on paper? Does he get money off your music?
Nothing.
That's what it is.
I don't know, man. We both just get into it. You know what I'm saying? Blessed. You know what I'm saying? Hope his album do numbers. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
All right, we got more with Lil Durk when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Lil Durk is in the building, of course, from Chicago. Now, you have Black Lives Matter tatted on your leg?
Yeah, on my leg.
Mm-hmm. What's the reason behind that?
I ain't gonna lie. Like, what's been going on? Mm-hmm. I'm sure Eddie got to me, like, damn, we need to open our ass for real. Then they showing, like, the bodies on the TV. I'm like, they think we're a joke, you feel me? Sometimes I can't really voice what I really want to say, but the tattoo is like a smack in the face, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Why you ain't get all lives matter? Because you know what's going on today, you feel me? Of course, all lives matter, but they like strictly on the black people, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people immediately would say, you from Chicago where black kids kill each other all day. Why you don't care about that? That's what they would say to you.
For one, nobody deserves to die. But if somebody killing somebody, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Stupid ass, man.
Hell nah. Nah, but who you gonna call?
The police.
You gonna call the police?
Absolutely.
Now you don't even know if the police gonna come help you.
Right.
You like, man.
When
look,
the police are killing you, how you gonna call the police?
He just robbed me. Why the f you got a gun on me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I told him the story the other day about this lady who locked her kid in the car, a white lady. She was sitting there crying. She called the police, and I was scared to go help her because I said, if I go and grab the door, try to open this door, and the police come and she's crying, they gonna shoot me, think I'm trying to rob her.
See, now you. It's
so
different
you
from
you,
man.
In the car?
Why it's different from me? Because I'm light skinned.
Yeah, you look like a white.
See, tell him again, Dirk. I'm trying to tell him. He looked at me like I'm crazy when I told him that.
They gave him a reward or something.
At the most, he looked like one of Lucius Lion kids. He ain't white. He looked like he could be on Empire. Them white people accept
you.
Yeah,
he ain't want to go over there.
You think we're desensitized to us killing each other? Like black people killing black people?
No, but at the same time, you can't do nothing about it. You really can't do nothing about it. I can probably stop you and him from killing them off. Probably can't stop him and him.
Mm-hmm.
They man probably like, man, this is what I know.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So killing not going never completely stop. This is the world we live in. It ain't gonna completely stop, but you definitely can slow it down.
So when it comes to the police, that's something that we can actually stop. Not really, but we can, because
yeah,
it could be laws in place.
It's like, it's big on everything, but it's more big on them, because it's like, y'all who we call to save us, you know what I'm saying?
And then they don't get punished for it.
That's what make it like live video. Mm-hmm. Shoot a man 15 times, mm-hmm. and he beat his case.
Right.
Did the Laquan McDonald did that case affect you?
Yeah. It came out the blue. Like, damn, when this happened? You know what I'm saying? Because it don't be spoken up to. Right. He had a knife. Like, if you look at the video, he's just walking with a knife.
Right.
You have to shoot him all the time. All
right.
Tasing him. He got a knife. What are you going to do? You ain't close to him or nothing. He hop out the car and straight shoot.
What do you think your responsibility is as an artist, as a person with a voice?
I just think, you know what I'm saying, and I'm just keeping 1,000. Before I come to New York or L.A. and be like, look, we need to start this protest to stop, I'm going to get home straight first.
All
right. You know what I'm saying? Like, the stuff going on in Chicago, like, we on the verge of getting it right. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who got a voice in Chicago, you know what I'm saying? We're definitely on the verge of getting everything right. Mm-hmm. Like, the people, like, the different gangs or the people who got voices coming together just for the kids. If you say just for the kids, that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? We never did it before, you know what I'm saying? And it's coming.
What do you mean, though? Like what do you mean when you say getting it right? Like,
yeah, like, take a picture together. That's how 2016 is. You just like, we're gonna take a picture together.
Now, what about the house in LA? What's the rules for people coming over there? Because I know sometimes you gotta be really careful about who comes to your home, especially because you're in a relationship.
Ain't nobody coming out there.
Is it hard though? Because now you wanna be in a relationship, but then your boy's still out here wilding, living the life. Because it's almost like a crackhead, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else smoking crack. Like, all right, now get that crack away from me.
Get away from me.
I'm on a hit.
Man, at the end of the day, you do what you wanna do. If you choose to do it, that's on you. If I decide the wife and don't cheat at all, I guarantee you somebody at the crowd gonna do the same.
Listen, I ain't mad at you for doing the right thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? we get upset at our brothers for doing the right thing. Like, man, you with one woman? You ain't cheating on your girl? Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
And as soon as you start doing, you cheat on her? Like,
can you bring your kids around, Dej? Is that cool with the moms?
Yeah, man, two times out. Man, two times out.
Two times is out right now.
Dirk, like, man, stop it before you get my child support payments up.
What's that?
We appreciate you joining us, Dirk. The album is out right now.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna invite y'all to the next video shoot.
Okay. It's not in Chicago, is it?
I like Chicago. I wanted to stay. I had a great time.
Yeah, because you like that hood.
But Chicago's really not hood like that everywhere. It's only certain neighborhoods. Man. Look, I was in Chicago. I was staying on the same block where Barney's is.
That's downtown.
Nordstrom. It was...
Don't go past the White Sox stadium.
What's it called? It's called the Gold Coast or something?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Chicago ain't even like, it's like certain areas. That's like every city. Certain areas.
Every city's like that.
But you go downtown, it's beautiful. Like, I can walk down here. And
I told y'all, I walked out the hotel. I saw Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union eating across the
street. Downtown. Yeah. Listen, I got into a cab. I'm playing with the cab driver. I said, take me to the South Side. He hit the brakes. He said, hell no, we're not going to the South Side.
But at the same time, I was in Englewood, you know, and I did.
And what happened when you heard? What happened when you was in Englewood? Tell them what happened when you was in Englewood.
I think you told me the story before. Yeah, a couple years ago.
I don't know. It could have been firecrackers.
Yeah,
Man, pray for Chicago for real.
I just don't like to see that there's neighborhoods that are so rich, and I want to see what are they doing. There's a lot of TV shows, movies, everything filming in Chicago.
We finna make a little movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm saying we're going to call it The Real Shayrac.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, I feel you. Yeah.
That movie was terrible, bro.
You know how you want to like something?
I love your shoes, Spike. I love your shoes. I love what you're doing with 2K. All your movies. Chicago was horrible, man.
Like, if it was that easy to put the gun down. Listen, all you ladies, withhold your... Put your guns down.
Damn.
Dirk ain't getting no... He still got his gun.
Yeah, he still got two guns.
I ain't got no guns, Jimmy. I got this.
two guns, two times.
What's the money walk and the money walk challenge? What's the
you
money
know
walk
Evie want to try this. That's why he asked him.
Yes, he do. He yes, told he me the wrong one. Like, man, I want to try that so bad.
Evie got to try every dance.
What is the money walk dance?
Old dance, too. We used to call from Chicago called the 40s. That's it. We just changed to the money walk, but...
Show Evie how to do it, because I want to see him do it.
Don't show me.
I'm on this lean. I don't feel like dancing yet.
Well, Lil Durk, the album is out right now. Yeah. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Carmelo Anthony, I guess, is the type of person, and I feel him. When you're going on a road trip, you can't stand when certain songs play on the radio or somebody's in charge of the playlist and it's music that you can't stand hearing. Well, this turned into a meme, and this was a song that his teammates were playing on the bus.
And now I wonder,
it's my song.
Into the sky.
Bye.
You know I wanna
they played a good part.
I think Kyrie Irving was there. Jimmy Butler was there. He just was not looking very thrilled, and that turned into a meme, in case people were wondering that where hilarious. That came from.
Yeah, I think Melo realized these Negroes ain't my age. Okay, these are a bunch of new Negroes, all right? All them guys are 6 years younger than Melo, at least. That ain't Melo class. Melo class is the D-Wade and LeBron James and Chris Bosh. Like, we can't do every. You can't play in every Olympic game, Melo.
But why he looks so miserable?
He definitely looked miserable.
You ever been around a bunch of 90s babies? After a while, after a while,
got too much energy. After
you guys sing like, this song all the time, down. Though. I feel like some songs are kind of universal.
No, I don't sing that song. That's Envy's record.
Oh, yeah, Envy was singing that song. All right, Floyd Mayweather's uncle, Roger Mayweather, was missing. Now, apparently, they had issued an official missing persons alert, saying that he was last seen Saturday afternoon near the Mayweather Boxing Club in Vegas, wearing a white shirt, blue sweatpants, and white shoes. They did, however, find him. Family members said that they were concerned about him, but they did manage to find him. Fortunately, he is safe and sound.
What, he got, like, dementia or something?
Yeah, I don't know. They're worried about his health. I don't know what is the problem, but they're saying that he needed medication.
I was hanging out with Floyd in Toronto over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, I saw you at some Floyd-hosted party for Caravana.
Day party. Mm-hmm.
All right, now the drama continues. This time, this drama is between Lisa Wu and Keisha Knight Pulliam. Lisa Wu was on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Now she's on, what show is she on now? Is it like Hollywood? What is
I
it
know
called?
You're asking
the wrong person.
The Hollywood Divas, yes. She's on Hollywood Divas now. And she was also has kids with Keith Sweat, and she was also used to be married to Ed Hartwell before he married Keisha Knight Pulliam. Well, now the two of them, Keisha Knight Pulliam and Lisa Wu, are going at each other. Now, this all started because Keisha posted saying, Lisa Wu and I will never be friends. I have no ill will for her. I don't know her like that. It was never a situation of stealing anyone's husband. They were divorced many years before we even started dating. And yes, we live in Atlanta. It's a small town. Have I run into her? Have I taken a picture with her? Absolutely. But she said she no longer wants to be a part of that lie and to continue to be a part of a false made-up storyline that puts me in a derogatory light. So she said her attorney will be dealing with that from a legal standpoint with TV One and that whole situation, Lisa Wu, so forth and so on.
What about Big Tigger, though?
I know. Poor Big Tigger and all of this. Now, Lisa Wu responded. She said, I wasn't going to say anything, but enough is enough. It's ironic that someone is trying to avoid this type of media and drama when she has been the one that keeps this going. I have not said one word about this unfortunate situation. This type of attention and media is beneath her. I can't tell. I don't know who's writing this humorous satire, but it is comical and exhausting at the same time. She has been trying to sell multiple reality shows for years that never got greenlit. One in particular, she asked me to participate and bring my then-husband to her then-fiancé to their sex talk show in which we taped an episode. So she said, you know, stop lying, basically. And there are children involved, her unborn child and her 9-year-old who can read very well. So please just stop.
What about Big Tigger, though? I don't know nothing about nothing you talking about.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, it's National Light Skin Day.
National Girlfriends Day.
Same difference. Every light skinned man is somebody's girlfriend. But listen, I know for a fact
it's
you did not do
month.
A mix with just all light skinned artists.
You gotta wait to see.
You didn't do it.
Yeah, you gotta wait to see.
I know you didn't do it. First of all, you'd have to start in the 80s. With all that dated ass Christopher Williams
shout
and I'll
be
sure.
Shout to French Montana. Shout to Drake. Shout to Chris Brown.
I forget all of them beige.
Mm-hmm.
You forget all of them beige, huh?
Mm-hmm. All right. Shout to J. Cole. 800-585-1051. People's Choice mixes up next. Let me know what you want to hear. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.